Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
So we are in Lent.
So quick.
Yes.
I feel like the year's just started.
Well, we're still at the beginning, so that's good. But we're talking about this week. You spoke about in our Heartbeat about preparing the way. And I thought it was a really beautiful description of what we are doing during Lent. Is we're preparing our hearts and ourselves for when Jesus is coming into the he's already come into the world, but him coming more into our hearts and preparing for what he came for.
Yes.
Which was to die on the cross for us. And this is a time that we can, if we're not careful, we can think it's a time about feeling bad about, you know, not living up to the person maybe God wants us to be or who we want us to be. But it's not really about that. It's about recognizing our weaknesses, but then acknowledging that we need God.
Yeah, it's like, say, you know, on Ash Wednesday when we get the ashes, the cross on our forehead, and dust to dust, that you know, that reminding us that's where we're going back to. But it's not to be a bad, negative thing like, but it's like remembering that we are human, we are weak, we were made from the dust, but our spiritual being, who we really are inside ourselves, has the opportunity to live with God forever. And he wants us to be the best we can be. So it's basically preparing, looking at ourselves and going, how can I improve myself?
Yeah. And so that's why over these next few weeks, we want to be focusing on different areas of our lives and go, so what can I change here? And particularly though, Holy Spirit, what are you wanting me to change?
Yes. Because that can be a bit overawing of, oh my goodness, I've got 10 areas I can work on because I can just see it. And like, I remember one lady one day going, I don't know where to start. And I said, go and ask the Holy Spirit to show you where he wants you to start and work on that.
Yeah.
And then he'll reveal to you maybe something else he would like you to work on.
Yeah. And so we're going to be talking about the language we speak, how we use our words. We're going to talk about our thoughts. You know, sometimes I don't think we always think a lot or focus
how
a lot on our
thoughts. How we can change our thoughts,
because
we can.
We're going to talk about our actions and our behaviours.
Yes.
Then we're going to talk about priorities.
Yes.
About what kind of priorities do we want in our lives that God wants us to have.
Because we can change that. Yes.
And then, of course, we're going to talk about our good works, almsgiving, which is one of the pillars of Lent. We've got almsgiving, fasting, and prayer.
Well, that's like the actions of us saying we really mean it, Lord. We intend to focus on you in this season.
So I think you gave a really good heartbeat in the sense of, like you were just saying before, let's not be overwhelmed by, oh my gosh, I've got so much to work on. But let's just every day do something. An everyday approach, simple as that. An everyday approach where just every day we go, okay, God, what next? Or what more little bit am I tweaking in that area?
And sometimes it's really just a starting off because you might find down the track the Lord in making you go, or encouraging you to go deeper in him, go deeper in his relationship, he then opens up another area in the same spot of something to work on. So just listen. Like I spoke at the beginning where it said, listen well. Well, listen to the Holy Spirit and see what he has to say and then follow the guiding of his Spirit.
Yeah. And this approach that you've suggested is also not just like a complete overhaul.
No.
Because you gave the like idea of sometimes when we do complete overhauls, after a little while, we just go back to our old ways.
Yeah.
Now, some people can. They can just make an overhaul and they've just made a decision. I always go, whoa, you know, for those people who can do that. But most of us, it needs to be gradual changes that then become
natural.
Part of us.
Yes, who we are.
So that's what we're going to be looking at over the next few weeks. And particularly, I think it's a good point of just asking the Holy Spirit. This is not about doing it in our own strength. And this is not about self-improvement for self-improvement's sake.
No.
No. It's really about having a heart that desires more of God. And when we want more of God, well, we want to then become more like Him.
And the improvement comes from His grace.
Mm.
Mm. We should be praying throughout the whole thing, Lord, send me your grace so that I can see what you're sharing with me.
Yeah.
You can reveal it to me and I can accept what you're saying. Because we can reject, I'm not like that. But also, work with me. I need your grace to be able to overcome these things.
And something else I think that you said that stuck with me was about being convicted, as in, you know, when we're talking about what area to really focus on, because like we said, we'll talk about a few, but for us individually, who are going to be going through our Lenten seasons individually, what is it that really convicts your heart? What is it that you're like, yeah, this is, you know, because God will convict your heart for areas that He wants you to change.
Yeah.
But he can
use someone else to tell you that's the area. I know He uses my husband lots of times.
Yeah.
In that something Bruce will say, and I went, oh, I thought I'd improved in that area. And then I go, oh, I really need to take it to the Lord again and get God to help me.
So just being open to what those cues are going to be, where it's going to come from. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the weekly challenge this week is just begin with prayer for your Lent and just already thinking through, you know, God, what are the areas of your life you want me to change? Being open to the Holy Spirit and really listening to what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you. So we hope that you'll come with this, with us on this Lenten journey over the next few weeks.
Because we'll be doing it too.
That's it. And we're looking forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.